this. Bayis li'echod odyuto li'echod. Let's say this person originally that owned both, he owned the house and he owned the roof, and he decided now to sell them to two different people. He sold the house to Reuven and he sold the roof to Shimon. Bayis li'echod yuto li'echod. Now what's the locha? Mi havi shir or loy? Does Levo have anything for himself or not? So Zman says like this. Iboilu bayis li'echod b'mat nas bori. A healthy person would yuto li'echod have mokum shir. Miiko lahai b'ad yuto shir mokum b'chotzer loytsoi zizin or loy. The person that gets the yuto, does he have a right to use the chotzer outside or not? To like put out the beans outside in the chotzer. In Timson, if you want to tell me, loy have a shir liachrini, avliyats loy have a shir. So going the yom like this, bayas mi mechlecho, chutz mit yute al yoyna, oidil molek a shir. Now that's really the shayla. In other words, when I sell you the yuta, the attic, you still want to sometimes stick out the beans outside it to go into the chotzer. So did you mean to leave over for yourself the right to use the chotzer or not? So like this. Whereas in Timson, if you want to tell me, bayis liyechud, when you sell the house to somebody, udiyuta liyechud, and you sell the upstairs to somebody else, loy have a shir, you do not mean to leave over anything. But chutz midyuta mal, but in the case where you speak out clearly that you're leaving over for yourself, in other words, you say like this, I'm selling you the house, but I'm leaving over the roof for myself. So now, since you spoke it out, maybe we say you don't only mean that you're leaving the roof for yourself, but you also have a right to stick out the beams. You also mean you want to have a right to stick the beams outside that they should be able to use the chotzer. Maybe that's also called the shir. And on this, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, in Tim Tzlem, if you want to tell me, Bayis li'echot, udyut li'echot, Lohevi shir, in the case where you sold both to two different people, you mean to leave over nothing for yourself. Since you gave away your house, and you gave away your attic, the top, you mean to leave over nothing for yourself. What's going to be? Chutz, but he speaks like clearly though, but chutz medyuta, heavy shir. But you should know, if you sell your house, but you speak out clearly, you're leaving over the attic, the roof for yourself, avada, that's called a shir, for yourself, you mean to leave it over, and you have a right to use the attic to stick out the beams outside. So kids, so they learned this on Meshlakash Shaila, that when you leave over something for yourself, that's the biggest svar of a shir. Then we say you mean to leave over more. When you sell it to somebody else, then maybe you don't mean to leave it over for yourself. But when you sell part and you leave over part for yourself, since you're leaving over something for yourself, that's the biggest svar you mean a shir. So they learned this in on Rosh Lakish's halacha. Nothing more says. Chutz midin of a shir. And v'alibad Rav Zvid, we're going to come to Rav Zvid. The yoma that he says like this. Shimrotz alohoitzi bozizin moitzi. You should know that's what the shir is. That you own the attic. Now, even though you sold the house, and when you sell a house, you also sell the front chutzer in front of the house, still you have a right to stick out beams from your attic, from your gag. You have a right to stick out the beams, even though the beams are going into the chotzer. Still, you have a right. That was the shir. But since you spoke out clearly, you're leaving over the rights for the dutel yoyna, you meant to say you have permission to still stick out the beams. Yeah. Alma, what do we see? Kivan the shayir dutel, mokem zizan nami shayir. That since you left over for yourself the diuta, you left over for yourself the top roof, what you meant with that is also to leave over the mokum to stick out the beams. So tell you Yochanan Vayos also, Kivun the Yomachutz mi Peresov, where a person sold his palm tree. And he spoke out clearly, I'm telling it to you, excluding the Peres, the right to eat the fruits I'm still leaving for myself. We say what he meant to say by that is, mokum Perishayer. He also meant to leave over the makam of the Paris. That means he'll have a right to use the branches. So therefore it's called a shir or shayir kaka kolshu, and therefore by matash chimera, the kinyan would be chal. Now, Omar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mera, Shekosav Kol Nechosav Liacherim. If a Shchiv Mera, when he's dying on his bed, he writes away all his Nechosim to give it away to somebody else, like the guy thinks he's going to die, so he doesn't need his property anymore, so he writes it away for a present to give it to somebody else. So we see like this. Royan, let's see what he really meant here. In b'machalek meis konokulam. If he meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die, then konokulam. Omad choyze b'kulam. Then he has a right to retract. Let's say he gets up, he becomes healthy, so he says he never meant to give it away. He only meant to give it away on the side that he's going to die. But if he becomes healthy again and he stands and gets well, avadi, he has a right to be choyze. So Ram says like this. In b'machalek, that means shemishur rishayna. Like as soon as he sat down to talk business, he's a shchimera, he's about to die, and he said, listen, I have a lot of property, I want to give them all away, and right now he decided to give them all away. So that's called, even though it took him time until he said, this goes to him, this goes to that person, but right now he had andas to give them all away. So therefore it's called the matona bekulam. He's giving everything away. So that's the loch of our Mishnah. That if later he becomes well, we say it's an umdana, he never meant to give it away. He only meant to give it away because he wasn't going to die. But the time that he gets well, he never meant to give it away. So then he could be chayza. That's called in mechalek meis. He's giving everything away. What's going to be in the nimlach? Let's say though he changes his mind. In other words, he doesn't mean to give everything away right now. In the nimlach meis, then konokulam. Like, he changes his mind. First he says, like Rishbam says, Shlohoye b'dayt l'chalak konechosav. At the beginning, he did not mean to give away all his property. Elo achra shechilik, after he gave away half of it, shosak, v'loros l'chalak, he didn't want to give away more. Then later he changed his mind and said, you know what? I gave away this much. I'll give away a little bit more. And that's all. Another third he gave away. Then again he said, I want to give away some more. And the last shot was the end of everything. But he gave it away at different times. The first time was only a third. Second time was an eighth. They're different times. So in such a case, what's going to be? Meis konakulam. If the guy taka dies, senechanami, then whoever receives it, receives it. What's going to be the omad? Let's say the shimra becomes well. Now the locher is, ain't a chayz well of yachron. He could only retract only the last present he gave away. Because the first present he gave away is considered like Shire Koshu. The first present he gave away, he left over some property for himself. He didn't give away all his property in one shot. He was like changing around his mind. So he gave away his property different times. So the last property, so up until the last one, was like Shire, he left over for himself. Only the last property that he gave away, that was the last shot he gave everything. So only on the last matono, he could retract. Elabiach only on the last one. But on the ones before, he can't retract. Because that's called Shire Kolshu. That's the name of the Mishnah. A Shchimra cannot retract. For the Gemara, why? The Duma, why don't we be afraid? A unicum ayin. For Hoda Yoyev. Let's say no, even the last case. He meant to give everything away. It just took time. He was minded, looking over it. How do we know to say that he changed his mind? Maybe really right away he meant to give everything away. He just had to check it out first. Smor says, Tomo de Shchimera Medik Dayik. For Hoda Yoyif. No, Stam Shchimera, even though he starts to give a present, he thinks before he gives it away. And he makes up his mind whether he wants to give everything away or not. Therefore, first what he did was, he only gave away a third. And he kept quiet. So we say then he knew what he was doing, and he only meant to give away a third for a present. That's all. But he meant to leave over the rest for himself. Therefore, that matana is a good matana, no matter what happens. Even though it becomes healthy, still that matana stays. Amar Rav Acha bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mera Shekosav Kol Mechosav Liacherim, a Shchiv Mera that writes all his property should go to somebody else. The Amad, and then it becomes well. Alocha Rezein Lechayzer, he can't retract. The question is why not? The Shchiv Mera said, I'm giving away everything. So on that, the Mishnah says, he only meant it if he's going to die. But it's not to say he gets well, why can't he retract? Why does it say he's in the chayzer? So when it says chashim, we have to be afraid, shem yesh lo nechosim b'mdin acheres. Even though he wrote away all the property he has here right now, We have to be afraid maybe he owns property in a different Medina, someplace else. And that's what he was Mishaya. For the Gemara, if you're afraid of that, the Yela Masnitsin Diktoni, Loy Shar Kaka Kol Shu, Ein Mat Nosoi, Ein Mat Nosoi, Kayemis, that if he does not leave over anything, then the Maton is always called the good Matono, he can't retract. There's a question, Hechemish Kapslo, how do you find that? Let's always be afraid, maybe leaving over some property he owns someplace else. So our answer is, the Mishnah is talking about Omer Rav Choma, the Omer, where he said, the Shchimera said, Kol Mechosai. If he spoke out clearly, he said like this, I'm giving away a present, all my property, I'm giving away to somebody else. So if he said a Lashon of Kol Mechosai, even if he owns something someplace else, he means to give it away also. So in such a case, he's giving away everything, that's the case of the Mishnah. But if he doesn't say the Lashon of Kol Mechosai, he only gives away the property he has here right now, we have to be afraid maybe he's still leaving over property he owns other places, and the Maton is good, he can't retract. Ma Baravashi Yama. Ma Baravashi sounds like this, that the Muchsak Lo and the Lesley. The Mishnah is talking about what we know for sure. It's Muchsak, the Chazaka to us, that he doesn't have any more property. Enechanami, that's enough. But in the case where we do not know that that's it, then we have to be afraid maybe he owns property someplace else. E. Boyle, you have a question like this. Chazorah b'miksa, tevi chazorah b'kulo oiloi.
In other words, in the case, let's say a shchiv mera, that first he gave his present, he gave the nechosim to Reuven. And then he was choizer, and he said he wants to give some of it to Shimon. But the locker is that a shchiv mera could be choizer. Like we'll see later on, his last will, that's what counts. So here the pshat is, first he gave everything to Reuven, and then before he died, he was choizer and gave the mikzah, he gave some of it to Shimon. So the question is, when he gives some to Shimon, does he mean to retract completely what he gave to Reuven? And it's as if nothing is to Reuven, and is only giving some to Shimon, and some is living over. So if it's like that, then even if the Shchimra becomes well, the kinyan is chal. And the other side is no, he only means to retract what he wants to give now to Shimon. But the rest of it goes to Reuven. So it's still considered like he's giving everything away, and therefore if he gets well, he should be able to keep it. So Moses says, Toshima coming here. In the case where Shchiv Mera said, first, Kulon Rishon, everything should go to the first person. Everything should go to Reuven. And then he said, Muktzasin L'Sheni, some of it goes to a second person. So her, this called the case of the Chazara B'Miktas. He was Chazir, he retracted a little bit, that he wants now some property to go to a second person. So it says clearly here, Sheni Kona, the second one is Kona, he for sure keeps what he has. Rishon L'Kona, but the first one does not keep it. So my love, aren't we talking about over here, Bishemes, that even in the case where the Shchiv Mera died, so we see that even though first he gave everything to the Rishon, but then when he was Chayza B'Miksas to the second one, he means to retract completely from the first one. And all he meant to do is give a part of it away to the second one. So therefore the second one is Kona, but the first one gets nothing. So you see a Chazor B'Miksas, heavy Chazor B'Kula. So Mor says, Lloyd, that's not the case over here. Here the case is Bishomat. I tell you what we're talking about, where it became well. It became well, therefore the Sheni is Kona, the Rishon is not Kona. And we'll soon see why. The Mor says, talking about Mestarva, this is also Mestarva like this. In other words, again, they were talking about that the person got well, and that's why the second one is Kona, because by the second one he left over some. So it's called Shaya Kaka Koshu, therefore the second one keeps his. But the first one, since him, he said Kula, therefore when it becomes well again, it's a bittel. Therefore the first one does not keep it, only the second one keeps it. The Mora says, Hokhanami Mestavah, this is the Svar also. Mitiktoni, Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, Mitzosun L'Rishon, Fakudun L'Sheini, the opposite way. He wants to first give a present a little bit to the first person. And then he says, I want to give the rest, everything to the second person. So it says, Rishon Kona, the first one has the right to keep it, Sheni Lakona, but the second one does not keep. So the question is, Iyamrit Bishlema Bishomad, like if we're talking about that the person became well, Mishum Hochi Sheni Lakona. Therefore it's very good why the second one gets nothing. Because by the second one it was called Loishayr Klum, he didn't leave over anything for himself, so therefore he only gave it because he thought he was going to die. But now that it became well, he gets it back. Eli Iyamrit, but if you want to tell me, Bishemes, we're talking about that the person Taka died, is so Tavaya Likni. So then why is it saying the Sefer the first one doesn't get it? Why shouldn't he get it? The first one should also get it. How come it only says, the second one should get it? How come it says, Rishon Kana, Sheni Lekana? If he died, so Avadi has a right to be Chayza before he died, and the second one should also be Kaina. That's the proof we're talking about, Kisha Amat, where he became well. So therefore there's no proof to us where the Chazara B'Niksas, Hevi Chazara, Allah Hevi Chazara. Oh, Malay Ravi Yemal Ravashi, Fitehevi Nami Bishamad, even if you want to say we're talking about where he became well, still, Iyamrit Bishleim Chazar B'Niksas, Hevi Chazara B'Kula, if you're going to tell me when the Shechiv Merah changed his mind and gave part of it to the second one, he means Tivi Chayz completely from the first one, Hainu Disheinu Miyaz Kana. That's why it's good where the second one is Kana, because for him it's only Yematana B'Niksas. He was a shayer. Eli Yam, but if you want to tell me, Chazor B'Miksas, Loi Hevi Chazor B'Kulo, the fact he retracted from part of it is not so called the retraction from the whole thing. If so, Nehevi Kemechalik, Ulechad Minayat Lolikni. If so, it should be like he gave away all his property. He was not Mishari, didn't leave over anything for himself at all. And therefore, if he gets well, the whole thing should be bottled. So even the second one should not be kind of anything. So, L'chur Tzaraya, the Chazor B'Miksas, is called a Chazor B'Kula. And that's the Maskona, the Gemara says like, the Hilchos, that's the Maskona, that Chazor B'Miksas, heavy Chazor B'Kula. That if a Shechiv Merah is Chazor, from part of the present he gave to the first one, he decides to give part of it to the second one, he means to retract completely from the first one. And therefore he's only giving part to the second one, and the rest he's leaving over for himself. So I'll tell you, so, Reisha, then the Reisha of this Braisa, Mishkachas lo ben shemez ben shomad, it doesn't make a difference whether he died or whether he stood up, it'll be the same halacha, that only the second one is koina, and not the first one, because he was a shayer karka kolshu. The Sefer that was only talking about where he became well, so therefore since he became well, the first one gets nothing, only the second one he gets something. Okay, turn over. If so, it's like he's dividing up the property, and one of them should not get it. That's the loch. When he's mechalik, one of them does not get it. So chura, that's the proof. So most of the hilchos, so what's the loch attack of the maskoner is that chazora b'miksas heavy chazora. If you retract part of it, it is called the good chazora b'kula. Yeah. Therefore, reish shemeschach, the reish the bride is talking about bein b'shemeis bein b'shoma. Because that's the loch. That a shchimara, even though first he gave the present to one person, then he changes his mind, even b'miksas. Just part of it I'm giving to a second person, that's an automatic chazor completely. Because we pass in chazor b'miksas heavy chazor. Safer, this braiso, loy mishkachos, we only find it, elo b'shomat, enechnami. The safer we only find when he stands up and becomes will.
In other words, the safer that says, again, what we have to say, the safer says, miksosim rishon l'kun l'sheni, so rishon kona sheni l'kona. He first gave part of his nechosim to the first one, and then he gave the rest of it to the second one, so the second one is not kona. So if the person taka died, the question is, why doesn't the second one get it? We know that a Shechiv Merah could be chayzer. So therefore, since it said the second one doesn't get it, it has to only be talking about where he became well. If it became well, then the second one's present, it was l'shay klum. So by the second one, it's a chazara. Since it became well, it's bottle. Mashiach, then the first one's present, since at that time he was still Shire, Kolshu, therefore he still receives his present. Alright, turn over. Therefore it's very good, the Maskona we came out, that the Locher is, Chazorah B'Miksas Tak, it's heavy Chazorah B'Kula, and therefore when he tracks some part of it, it's automatically retracted in the whole thing. Yeah. Now the Gemorius and the Shilas. We have a question like this. Let's say a Shechiv Merah was Higdish Kol Nechosef. He was Makdish all his property. He was Makdish everything. In other words, before he was nice, he got scared like. So he decided to give everything to Higdish. The Yomad, and then it became well. So the question is, Ma, what's the locha? Mi Amrina, do we say, Kol Lagabe Higdish, Gomar Umakne,
Listen, when you play, you don't play around with Hegdish. Since he wanted to be Makdishit, he meant it. Doesn't matter what happens to him, even if it becomes well, still he means to let it be Hegdish. That's one side. Only when he gives somebody a present, there we say he means to be Chayzer. When you're Hegdish, he really means it. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kol Lagabe Navshe Lagomer Makne. No. Since Lamais, it's his own property, and he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die. But on the tzad that he's going to be well, he never meant to be makdishit. So it's also called like a hegdish betois. Therefore, the hegdish will not be chal. So maybe hegdish is just like a matono.
Hefter kol mechosim. And also the guy was mafkid all the chosim. Mi gomo makne chelik. Kivon diachlaniyim. Kashim meant to be makdim to everybody. Gomo makne, even to the poor, to the rich. I didn't maybe know. Still,
he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die.
But on the side that he gets well, even though he's a mafkir, he's a chosim, he never meant it. Let's say he gave away his property to the aniyim. My, mi amrin in tzedoka vade migma gomer, the chosim. He meant to give away his property for tzedoka. So he meant to give it away, even though he gets well. I do again know. Kol agar benafshle gomer maknei teiku. This is a sofik taka. In the case where the guy was dying, and he said one of these things, either Harezu Hegdish, Harezu Lutstoka, Harezu Hefkar, and then it becomes well, so Staka Teku, whether it's a good reach, whether he could retract or not. Does it mean to give it away or not? Omer Sheshes, Yitel V'yiske V'yachsek V'yikne. Let's hear Shchimura says one of these Lashonis. He says somebody should take his property, somebody should be Zeichin his property, somebody should be Machsek in his property, a Bikoina, Kunun Lashematona. That's all a good Lashon Matona. He means to give it away for a present. For Masis Atona, the Brisa we learned, Af Yachson V'Yirus Baror L'Yoshay. That even if it's a Lashon of Yerusha, he also means it. If the Shchimura says a Lashon, like you said, Yashin it, so that person gets it. And who does it go like? It goes with one of the sons that's fit to be a Yerush. And Mele of Rabbi Yechon Mavruku, goes according to Rabbi Yechon Mavruku, like we had before. That a father has a right to say to one of his children, I want him to get everything. And he taka gets everything. So the father, like a Matna Shchimura, said, I want his son to be Yashanit, he taka gets the whole thing. He boiled a question like this, that what's going to be?